Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, having a great show here with Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and Bill Decker. We're calling him a Baja historian, but he's got so much more than that. Surf
great.
Fisherman, maybe a Baja legend someday. I don't know.
I don't think so.
A legend in your own shower. Kind of that kind of deal.
Yeah,
maybe like
exactly.
a Del Marsh legend. Yeah, there you go. But a lot of fun, and boy, what a great prize we're giving away.
Man, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show winning a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. You're going to get a gift certificate good for absolutely any pair they make, up to a $300 value. And it's a really cool gift, too, because if you choose a pair that's well under that, and, you know, Costa's got a bunch of great glasses for well below, I mean, below half of that even. And, you know, if you want to spend the excess on your gift card on some of their killer performance T-shirts, on coolers, on all the swag that comes along with your glasses, whatever, man, you got $300 coming your way, a really cool prize. And we're sure stoked that our friends at Costa are letting us do that again this year. Some really, really great glasses. I'm a huge fan of those Spiro XL. And the Rinconcitos. But, so many great styles for you to choose from Costa.
So many different. And, you know, that's the problem is there's just so many great ones like the Jose, the Rinconcito, the Tuna Alley.
All those Pro Series, like the Blackfin Pro and the Tuna Alley Pro. I like
so
those a lot.
So many good ones. Yeah. And the best thing is just go into a Costa dealer like Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Come down.
Try them on. Test them out.
It's really about finding a frame that fits your face first. Like, that's the first step, is find the frame that you like the looks of and then fit you, and then figure out what lenses you want in them and what color you want the frame to be. But, yeah, find a frame that fits you right, where it's just like a glove and it's not going to fall off when you're looking in the water and shaking your head, because they have so many different frame options. You find the comfort and the style that you like, one, then you figure out the color you want of the frame, two, then the color of the glass you want, three, and you got your killer glasses coming your way.
Two, I really like the silver gray mirror.
Me too.
It is
my
favorite. That's
my favorite.
That's probably
one.
My all-around favorite. But I got to tell you, they're probably the most famous lens of all that Costa makes is the blue mirror.
No doubt.
And that lens is universal. Mm-hmm. You can use that anywhere, and it works.
I'm with you, though. Silver mirror is my number one favorite. It's what I have right now. It's what I wear every day. I really, really like it.
But there's other ones, too.
I guess.
Yeah, so check them out. Check them out. Hey, you know, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Always loaded with good information. A lot of hunting this time of the year, you know. I know our guest tomorrow, Greg Stotesbury. Just coming back from the Owens Valley shooting ducks. And he'll probably have some hunting stories to share with us. But also swordfish stories and also interesting stories about the release of all that water in Lake Hodges. Why can't they find a place to go put that instead of just dumping it in the ocean? I don't know about this.
Loveland has literally been drained, basically drained. It's gone. Like, Lake Loveland, tragically, is a mud puddle now.
Yeah.
I mean, you just think there has to be ways of just moving water, or it just makes me cringe. I fished there since I was a little kid. Saw a photo of it. It's gone. Like, I mean, they killed it, and water will come back in there, but it'll never be the same. Such a bummer.
But check it out. This week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with good stuff for fishermen and hunters.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sure.
Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report. Today, the Catch Report with low, low gas prices for your car, truck, and your trailer boat. It's only available at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can get California fishing licenses 24 hours a day. They have beer and soda, snacks, 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. And with Summit Gasoline, you can go say hi to Martha and their friendly staff. There's so much more than just the lowest prices and the free ice. They're a very easy in and out pull through with your boat trailer. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Such a cool spot.
And the lowest gas prices you can't even imagine. I'm waiting for the day. They're they're approaching sub $4.
Dude, it's
it's like right there.
Yeah, it's getting
really
close.
I watch it every day. They've got a banner with their up to date price line. As soon as you get off the freeway at Rosecrans, I go buy it every single day on my way to work.
Well, it's like 4.0 something.
It's so dirty because there's another station who shall not be named that's right next to where that banner is, and they're like $1 a gallon more expensive. I feel so bad. Yeah. You look, there's a banner for Summit Gasoline, and it's like, whatever, $4.49, and then you look up at the gas station that's right next to it, and it's like $5.50. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena, free ice and the nicest people and the cleanest facility.
Yeah, it's rad. It's a really cool spot.
Yeah,
no
go
doubt
check it out.
You got it. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's biting out there. Our private boater buddy's got that fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky and Pete and John and Bill. What a great show, man. It was really hard to work on my notes early on there. I was having way too much fun listening to the story. But fortunately, with the winter weather and the lack of angler enthusiasm, there wasn't too much to organize, so we'll get by here. But without a doubt, in terms of the fishing, probably the highlight of what's going on here this last week is the remnants of our offshore season. The bluefin are still hanging out on the tanner, smaller sized fish, school sized fish on the inside edge of the tanner there. And given the amount of weather we got coming with this next storm system, which this one looks like the real deal, this might be the end of it, but we'll see. And here's an interesting sidebar to our bluefin fishery, because you never know. One of my customers was in at the first of the week, and they're from San Francisco. He came down to pick up his bait tank and pick up his boat that was having some work done on it. And he's a long-range guy and a savvy guy. And he's telling me about the bluefin fishing off of Bodega Bay up there by San Francisco somewhere. And they're still biting. A guy had got a 120 and a 140 in 54-degree water just a week or so ago outside of Bodega Bay. So go figure. I mean, who knows where those things are going to pop up and what kind of conditions you might find them in.
I just think as long as there's food there, those things don't care about anything else.
Mm-mm.
Cold water, green water, whatever. I mean, 54 degrees, that's wild.
I know. That was crazy. Yeah. So, Ricky, last Sunday when you and Corey had that great show, which that was just a fantastic way to do
it. Was a show. It was a great show. I listened to it on the archives on the app. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
We had fun.
You know, you guys were talking a lot about halibut and sheephead, so I don't got time to get to sheephead today, but I got to tell you about my favorite way to fish the halibuts. So, and this is, you know, you need a little bigger boat. You need either a tower or a fly bridge, and hopefully you can get over to the lee of San Clemente Island, because this is where I did the vast majority of this. But you want to catch a tank of green mackerels, greenies, 8-inch longs, perfect. Not so much Spanish because they're kind of slow, but those greenies are perfect. And you want to have a dropper loop set up, like 25, 30-pound, well-tested knot because you hook some good ones. Number 2 treble hook, 8-ounce torpedo sinker because you got to, like, anchor these mackerels down because they got no inclination to go to the bottom at all. So you got to pull them down and keep them down there. And you hook the mackerel right behind the head there, lightly with one of the prongs of the treble. And then you're cruising the shallows in 15, 20 feet of water on the inside of Clemente with those Costa sunglasses or Polaroids on so you can see those halibut. And you'll see the halibuts. If they've been there for a while, they're buried. You just see the shape of a halibut and two eyeballs sticking out. And if they were just moving, you'll see the whole halibut. And then you cast that bait up ahead of them, let it hit the bottom, slide it down right to them. And that bait really has got to be within like 2 feet of the sand. They won't come very far to get them, but they blow out of that sand, grab that mackerel. 1 second you see the mackerel, next second it's gone entirely. The stuff about they nibble their way up the tails, a bunch of crap. And then you set them up and it's game on, and most of that's good great fish. We had a few under 10 pounds. Most of it was like 10 to 20. Our big fish was 31.
How about spike and, fishing for 20 pounders?
That dude, I'm
oh
telling
my
you
god
what,
that sounds cool.
And is that this time of the year, Mark?
No, well, you know, it might be, but I've never done it at this time of year. We would do it in the spring and early summer. And, you know, you wait till the sun gets up a little bit so you got good sun so you can see them. And, you know, on the days when the water was really off color, obviously didn't work too well. But, you know, you get those kind of clear water days. You get the sun behind you a little bit. With, you know, you definitely need a Polaroid. And, you know, there were days, I mean, we had limits for two guys, five fish limits, many, many days over there when we were doing this.
That sounds so,
so it's not
cool.
Like it's a rare thing. Well, they're there.
That sounds so cool.
Hey, you know, one side note, too, Mark, I want to say is that you were talking about that water off of Bodega Bay in Central California, and all waters in California now are very, very threatened by two different things. The 30-30 is in full speed. They really want to shut another 30% of water and land. It's going to affect hunters too, in a big way. And then also those wind farms. Harold Davis was talking about. They want to put those right in the middle of all the best bluefin grounds there and albacore grounds right there in Central California. So it's like a double threat to our future of our fishing here in California because of these extreme environmentalists and what they're trying to destroy our state here. So. Really important to be a part of CCA California right now because the battle is ahead, and it's something we really need to be engaged in and be aware of. So if you want to continue that kind of good fishing and all this good talk, be a part of CCA in California and be attuned of what's going on here because they're going after us.
It's real.
Yeah, it's a real deal.
Yeah, you know, CCA has done a fantastic job of staying abreast there, winning it. And all the team there. And, you know, everybody should be, like you said, everybody should be supporting that. I'm a lifetime member.
Yep.
I think it's a small price to pay for any of our store owners to be involved.
John Ireland's a lifetime member of CCA, too.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I might also add to our buddy Wayne, who works so hard, is doing a well-deserved trip. He's our host of our Let's Talk Hookup 8-day on the Royal Polaris right now.
I'm glad that he is currently not engaged in any CCA battles. He's engaged in a battle with a big yellowtail.
Oh, yeah, and he's caught a big Dorado, and they've been having great tuna fishing on the Royal Polaris. So happy that Wayne finally got a little busman's holiday there on the Royal Polaris.
Good job on you for forcing his hand.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because he wouldn't.
He wouldn't go.
He just
works so hard.
He had to convince him to do this.
Yeah, I didn't have to twist his arm too much.
Yeah, I know.
You want to go on a Royal Polaris? Okay. Anyway, Mark, fishdope.com, of course, all the good information from fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by our Chevron station there. And phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And next week, irrespective of what the fishing's doing, I got my favorite tip for fishing giant sheephead.
Oh, hey, all right. Okay. And then, of course, the week after that, the Christmas Spectacular with Santa Mark.
Yeah, I heard you mention that earlier. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Always look forward to that. So much fun.
Always fun, Mark.
All right.
Appreciate it, Mark.
We'll see you guys.
A great report, and again, if you want to save $20 off that new membership to fishdope.com, $20 off that new membership, hook up now, all lowercase, no space. Mark, we'll talk to you next week.
You got it. I'm going to listen to some more of them stories. I'll see you guys.
All right. Now let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great. Excellent. Good morning.
Well, a little slow week here. You know, we definitely hit a little bit of lull in fishing after a great season. Still getting some half-day trips out, some decent bottom fishing on there, not lining the world on fire, but they are still catching. And we got a little bit of weather coming up here tomorrow, probably Monday, but they'll be right back at it next week on those half-day trips. This month, we're starting those morning and afternoon half-days. So if you've got family coming in town, you want to take them out there fishing, or, hey, we're back to those whale-watching trips starting today, too. So if you want to take anyone coming in visit out on the water, hopefully take advantage of some great December weather. We'll be running those trips. Starting next month, we're going to be running those the mixed bag of half days there. We're going to be running those longer trips into Mexico on the half days. New Seaforth will be running those 7:30 to 2:30 Mexico trips. The Sea Watch will be running some open party trips. And we're going to kind of switch schedule up a bit there. We're going to be departing a little bit later, so kind of a mid-morning departure. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com, for those half-day trips, the whale watching. Next month, before we get into next month, the Tribute still has at least one more day and a half trip scheduled. He's going to try and get out there, get some people on there, get on the boat. Starting next month, we'll be running some call net trips, some Baja Coast trips, the Pacific and the Tribute are both online. So, not a lot going on this last week here. Lots of options coming up. barring this next couple of days, we have some great weather. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for all those trips. You can make a reservation. So it's a great time. You know, it's a lot of the country doesn't get great weather at this time of the year. So if you got some people visiting, take advantage of it and take them out there fishing. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. I'm more than happy to help you out, get you out there. If you want to come down and visit, definitely come down, check out the tackle shop, say hi. We're going to be running a little bit different hours coming up here for Christmas. You know, a normal schedule, except we close Christmas Day. We'll be open until early afternoon Christmas Eve to get those last-second gifts. So, you know, guys, I wish I had more to tell you about the fishing that we've had, but it's been a little bit slow the last couple weeks, and that's okay. That's okay. We've had a great season this year.
Yeah, there's no complaints.
We can handle that.
2022, there's no doubt. But we're looking forward to a great 2023. Hey, Marcos, good job, and I'll bet you'll have some good stuff after this storm blows through next Saturday.
Absolutely. They'll be right back out there. Those guys are great at getting out there and refining the fish. So lots of options for you. I'd love to take you guys fishing.
All right.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate a great report as always. And again, we'll talk to you next Saturday.
And talk to you then, guys.
Thanks a lot. That's going to wrap up the Catch for today. Sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can have all that great holiday sales going on, including their holiday platter. It includes a pound of smoked fish, it's 3 packs of tuna jerky, and 3 packs of their popular smoked cheeses. You can call for details. You can pick up your orders today at their Old Town locations. Check fishermansprocessing.com. Such a cool holiday pack. Again, we've said it a bunch of times, but it is the truth. If you're going to a holiday party, pick up one of those packs. It's inexpensive. You can produce the killer little board with all the smoked fish and the smoked cheeses and the jerky. Super popular, and it's just no work on your part.
And it's $55.
Yeah, buy it for $55. Buy it, cube it, put it on a platter. You're everybody's hero. You did nothing. It's awesome. It's a really cool way to show up to a holiday party.
You'll be the hero.
No doubt, man.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, got a great text from my good buddy, Chris Barrick, who now lives in Los Barriles. He's, of course, remember Chris was a big calico bass guy here with him. Jim Edwards always won all the tournaments and stuff like that. He lives in Los Barriles now. He has a beautiful house there in Los Barriles. But he says, good morning. What a great show. Bringing back lots of memories from the early days. Go easy on Gonzaga Bay. Been one of my favorite Cabrilla spots for decades. Merry Christmas to all of you there. So
that's
anyway,
cool.
Another guy says, what are you talking about, Gonzaga Bay?
No, it sucks there. Don't go.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah. It's a violent spot. Yeah. Oh, you're going to get mugged if you go down there. Yeah.
It's
real bad. Yeah.
It dried up.
There's no bay there anymore.
All right. Let's jump back into the phones. They're packed up. Dave and Anza, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Fascinating show. Just really enjoy listening to this early Baja explorations there. Your buddy and I, we drove to Cabo San Lucas back in 1976. You know, the road was just freshly paved, but it was still quite an adventure then. We did it my thoughts and pickup. My question is about the giant mural paintings that you talked about down there in Baja that you have to now go in with a guide. How would a person go about getting a guide and going up and seeing these paintings?
Well, if you go to San Ignacio and you're facing the church there right in the center of town, right to the left is a place that's a little museum, and they have the permits there, and you get your permits, and then they'll arrange the guides for you and stuff, and you can go up.
Right out of San Ignacio.
Well, yeah, you get there, and then you go up towards, I think, where the road, there's a road now that goes up into...
A paved road?
No, it's just a dirt road.
Just a dirt road.
Yeah, and it goes up into the mountains.
Okay.
But it's day trippable?
Yeah, it's a long day.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm not sure. I haven't been up there for a long time, but that's the way you do it now, and they've got handrails and decks up there.
Sure.
For viewing and stuff.
But it no longer requires a 3-week mule trip?
No. And you get to eat.
Yeah. You don't got to bring your own water and shoot your own food?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. That's
cool.
Yeah, what did you do when you did those 3-week... What did you do for food and water?
We got water every day. We had to get water for the mules. So
where?
Wherever you find it?
Wherever we find it. Little creeks up there, they have these things called tinajas, which are catchments.
Uh-huh.
And they hold the water. They've been worn out from water, and so there's water there. And that's where the ranchers get their water, in these big catchments. And then when it dries up, they go to the next one.
These are all wells?
No, they're not wells. They're just big scooped out areas in the riverbeds.
And it's all natural, like it's...
Yeah, yeah, it's natural, or I remember one time there was a little hole in the ground that these guys had dug, and it filled up with water. So we would take a cup, we get the a mule turds out of it first, and then you'd get a cup, and you'd fill up your canteen and stuff like that, and some nights...
And just drink it like that, or you purify it? Well, you had a purifier.
Yeah, yeah, we had a little pump purifier like that. But most of the water you could drink if it was running water, because there's nothing up there.
You know, they went up there with local guides. You see in the Journeys of Harry Crosby, first thing he discovered was don't go up there without a local guide that knows the area. Yeah. Yeah. They helped you find the water.
They knew where the water was. Yeah. What about food, though? Did you shoot your own? Did you?
Well, we got it from the ranches. They started out with these white claws, and they stacked them with tortillas and then machaca.
Okay.
And we took a lot of Spam, and we cooked Spam in the morning, made it real crispy, and put some teriyaki on it, and that would be, and some coffee, some trail coffee, throw some grinds in a pot and pour it so you don't get stuff in there, and that's sort of basically what you ate. And then you got to the ranches, and they'd kill the goat, or you'd have cheese, and you'd sit down with all the ranchers, and all the women would stay in the kitchen.
Really?
Like, yeah, and when they got done serving all the guys, then they would eat.
Well, I'll be darned. And this is these ranches were, like you say, they were isolated. They had no other human contact because it was so remote, right?
Yeah, yeah. And
so they were all self-sufficient.
Yes, exactly. They did everything. They made their all their own leather goods. There was a place up in San Gregorio where the guy took palm logs, split them, augered them out, and he made a half-mile little pipeline for his garden.
Wow.
No way. A half mile.
Yeah.
Of split and hollowed logs.
Yeah, and he'd put up two of them to, sticks to hold them up and stuff. And
pretty amazing.
Yeah, and they had little gardens, and they had mules, and there would be a guy that would come up and buy cheese from them. This guy, and he had pots and pans. Uh-huh. And we had a mule train, and he'd bring it up there, and they'd trade for the cheese, and it was self-sufficient.
Yeah, all goats.
Oh yeah, mostly goats.
Goat cheese.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool, man. That's great.
Pretty good stuff.
No doubt, man. Great. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Robert. He's calling us from Canyon Country. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Hey, you guys talk about salmon and halibut fishing in Alaska. How about Canada? It's a lot closer. Where and when should I go?
Sure. Well, I know we've got our Queen Charlotte Safari trip, Pete, that you've talked about, fantastic fishing. And like you say, similar fishing and oftentimes even more liberal limits. I mean, Canada, fantastic place to do your halibut fishing.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to Queen Charlotte a couple times here, and the Queen Charlotte Islands are beautiful there. And certainly the best place is Queen Charlotte Safaris. But, I mean, there's lots of opportunities in different spots of Canada there. And again, like Ricky says, the limits are much more liberal in Canada than they are in Alaska nowadays. But lingcod, like for example, you can catch, you know, any size lingcod. I think that with
several
limit,
a trip
like,
too, right?
Like I think the limit was like 3 a day, 6 a trip.
Wow.
Yeah, last year, and they change the limits every year. But and then salmon, it was like 4. For kings, which in Alaska I think it's like one a day, or 3 per year.
Yeah, 1 a day,
like
3 per year. But again, it changes every year based on abundance.
Yeah, so, no, that's, the, I mean, I would highly encourage you to go to Queen Charlotte Safaris because it's like the ultimate deal there.
Well, and like you say, you've been there and know it. I mean, you know, like you said it best, there's lots of great places to go. There's lots of other great fishing to be had, but, you know, with personal experience, you've been there on multiple trips, found the fishing to be great, accommodations to be great, the price
is
good.
And the natural beauty there is just, I mean, there the thing that I'd love to be able to spend is just stay there in Sandspit for another week and explore the area there, because I know there's like great rivers and streams that are just untouched.
I bet.
There's a lot of untouched stuff up there. So, yeah, it's a great spot, the Queen Charlotte's. Queen Charlotte Island, pretty famous. And again, rich in history, too, with the Indians up there, too. Very, very rich in with history. Hey, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hi, Bart.
Morning, Bart.
Good morning, Keith. Morning, Rick, Bill, and John. How are you?
Hi, Bart. How you doing, amigo?
I'm doing great. What a fun show today, listening to it.
Great.
And Bill, you were talking. Huh? Isn't it great? It's fantastic. I can hear your voice, Rick. You really like it.
I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Bill, you were talking about you go down there and you catch the biggest fish, and you were absolutely right. You know, I like catching rooster fish, and I used to think they only got 15 or 20 pounds, and then John said, no, they get bigger. So I went down a 30 and then a 35 and then a 40 and a 50 and a 60, and then a couple of years ago I got a 90-pounder, and now I'm going back to look for more.
So,
I saw a picture of that fish, and it was big.
It was fat. I mean, it's the same length as a 60-pounder, but it was really, really fat. And then, John, a guy called in earlier, and, you know, you were talking about, well, that's what happens to me. You know, my knees are really bad. I can't get them replaced until after the shows this year. But I go down there, and John pulls the boat up on the sand. I get in the boat from the sand. They push it out in the water. We go fishing. When you come back, they pull it up with the sand. You get out. It's fantastic. It is so user-friendly, it's just hard to believe.
Yeah, it is, Bart. Yeah, and we actually do it even if your knees aren't bad. If you want to launch from the beach, we're happy to do it.
For sure. How the show's going, Bart?
Going great, Pete. A lot of work for an old man, but we're really looking forward to the response. Yes,
Rachel and Arrow have a booth in both Long Beach and Del Mar.
Really looking forward to having the Hall Show's return.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
Looking forward to hanging out with John at the shows, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It's been too long.
For sure.
Yeah, well, it has been too long.
Great to hear from you, Bart.
I'm just thinking one thing. You know, the whole show started at 70. This will be our 75th year. In that time, over 1.5 million children fished at the Kids Fish Free Trout Pond. How many of those people went out and got married, had children, had grandchildren of their own? How many anglers are we responsible for creating a nursery? I can't even tell you. So I am really excited to be back, and I'm looking forward to it so much.
Yeah, we are too. It's big for Rancho Lanier, Bart. It's our number one marketing tool here, that and the radio show. So
I'm glad
to have you back.
I've said it a bunch of times.
I'm enjoying the heck out of this. More stories, Bill. More.
Yeah.
Well, and you'll see Bill Decker in the Rancho Leonero booth at the shows, right, Bill?
Yeah, I will be there.
You can pick away at some stories from Bill.
He'll snag you out of the aisle if you
there
don't.
There you go. Yeah.
Bart, appreciate the phone call. Great report. Can't wait. Going to be lots of fun, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the show.
See you then, guys.
See you, Bart. Appreciate it. Hey, when we come back, I got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Swordfish season is on, and now's the time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa have been making great saltwater reels for decades, and their lineup of electric reels are fantastic. The Daiwa Seaborg, with its mega torque motor, has the power to bring in that giant swordfish. And when it comes to flying a kite, the Daiwa Tanacom is the answer, and so affordable. Both Daiwa reels are in stock now at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, this portion of the show is sponsored by Ams and Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and other custom fillet knives from Ams and Knives. They're made with high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Ams and Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Ams also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AmsandKnives.com and get the Fish Pro Series available at Fisherman's Processing. We talk about that thing from Ams, the high carbon steel, easy to sharpen. That is no BS. I have never used a knife that stays sharp for that long. Like, you get a good edge on one of those things, it lasts forever. Like,
and you get a steel and just put a couple whacks on the steel and it heightens it right back up.
I just, you know, fishing on the boat, always use the stainless steel knife, yeah. You know, and that high carbon steel knife, the edge lasts three times as long. It's really nice. That's a no BS.
And makes a great Christmas gift for somebody, too.
Yeah,
for sure. Speaking of Christmas, we'll give them away a couple of hands and knives at the Christmas Spectacular.
All right, nice.
Stay tuned for that.
Like to hear it. Well, hey, we had a great text come through. Again, you want to send us a text. It's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. This one, good morning, guys. Very interesting show, and thanks for the heads up on the Journey of Harry Crosby PBS show. Bill, is there one of Harry's books that you'd recommend as a starting point to learn about Baja history? That's from our buddy Dave in Poway.
Well, I think the cave painting book is a good one to start with. He has some other ones. One is on the missions. It's 740 pages, so it's not something you just flip through. But the cave painting tells you a lot about the interior and the people down there. And there's one called The Last of the Californios, which chronicles the lives of the frontiermen down there, the people up in the mountains, which are hardly any of them are up there anymore because nobody wants to live that subsistent level.
Sure.
Life, and so they've all come down to the roads, and, you know, and so.
I bet that book on the history of missions would be fascinating because there's so much history that progression of the missions,
yeah.
Right?
And then he did one on the journey of Father Sarah up to Santa Barbara expedition.
Wow.
And but he's done 11 different books that he's written and are done the photography for.
Yeah, if you just Google Harry Crosby, it is amazing what you'll see.
Yeah,
there's and this is your father-in-law.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's really
good. How long you been in the family?
50 years.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
They're getting used to me.
You think? They putting up with you?
Yeah, kind of.
Barely, barely.
It's easier to get rid of you at this point.
Yes.
That's cool, though.
Sure. Here's an interesting one from Steve K. He says, headed for Seven Sisters Zone the day after Christmas. Any information on that fishing zone would be appreciated. I will have a kayak with me. Where's Seven Sisters?
I know that that's the surf zone that those guys on the Shogun always love taking their surf trips down to in terms of exact location.
It's on the Pacific side?
Got to be, yeah. Just because I know that that's like when they do those surf trips, they love going down there because there's some great waves to be had and then also some really good fishing. And when they were doing that kind of surf-fish combo trip, if the waves were right, they'd go surf. And if it wasn't, there was always really good yellowtail fishing to be had outside of there.
But you haven't been there.
I don't know the name name.
Yeah. You've probably been there, but you just didn't know that name. It's along the Pacific Coast. Probably just like below San Quintin and below that zone down there.
I just wouldn't know, but I'll bet. We'll have to text Renee and see if he can get up his surf spot. Good luck, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Well, Scorpion Bay is a good place to go surfing and fishing.
Yeah. And that's like near Mag Bay, right?
Yeah.
You've been there?
Used to spend the summers there.
No kidding.
Yeah, in August, and the waves were really good.
Would you catch?
I'd go out with the local fishermen, whatever they're fishing for, yellowtail. But the most fun I had, you'd go down at low tides, and there's fingers that would go out, and I would throw a topwater lure in where the water came in, and get big cabrilla, leopard groupers. A lot of stuff in the off the rocks there.
Yeah.
And then go outside and there's yellowtail and all that stuff.
Wow.
And world-class waves.
Yeah. Sounds like paradise to me.
It's not bad.
Yeah, not a bad spot. All right. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. We're going to talk this time to Jeff, who's calling us from Pacific Beach. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. It's funny Bill just talking about Scorpion Bay because I had a chance to go to Scorpion Bay with him and his family, and our kids were similar age as his kids, and there were four of us, and it was one of those trips that just an amazing trip, going down there, rolling into the camp there at the cliff, and Bill and the other folks had the other three families, they'd been going down there, and they had this whole setup, and, you know, we rolled into town, and all the locals came out and greeted us because they knew Bill and they brought food and shared food, and it was pretty amazing because Harry was actually there and he did like a little talk, and one of the things I remember about Harry saying is like, you know, about going into some of these ranchos up in the mountains like Bill described and start talking about their families and these ranchers, you know, who'd been isolated, were like, how do you know about my family and my grandfather and my great-grandfather? And, you know, so it was just a pretty amazing stories that he had. And like Bill just said about fishing with the local Pongo guys there that were out, doing their commercial fishing and just kind of going along with them. But, Bill, I remember going down to the estuary north of town there and casting off the surf and catching fish and catching halibut and stuff. And so it was a pretty amazing trip. And then the other thing with John is in 1995, in August, we were there, and it was right after a solar eclipse, and there had been a horse that was born with a crescent on its forehead. Those are two amazing trips. And then Bill also with our kids in the Wind and Sea surf fishing. That was always there to call the contest. Yeah. So.
Hey Jeff, how you doing?
That's great, man. How fun! Great story.
Not a history.
Yeah, you remember that horse, Jeff? Yeah, that was a solar eclipse.
Yeah, that horse go around. I think.
It's been a while. It's been a while. The horse was around for 10 or 15 years, but probably not anymore.
That was in 91.
The solar eclipse was 91, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was like a total solar eclipse, and everybody came from all over the world and the center of the universe for the solar eclipse was the East Cape, right?
Right.
Right there
on the Tropic of Cancer, ran right down the Tropic of Cancer, and Ranch was right underneath it. We had back then it was a we had 500 people camping and everything else on the ranch.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, we had scripts there doing a study, and they wanted to see the reaction of the fish in the water when the it went dark midday, and so they it was very interesting the whole deal.
Were you there, Mr. Decker?
I was not.
You aren't.
No.
Yeah. Nor was I. John was there, though.
Probably in Africa fishing fish with hippos or something.
Yeah.
Well, hey, a big thanks to Brett from Huntington Beach sitting in the text. Seven Sisters is Sankatine Bay.
Sankatine Bay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Thanks, though.
Yeah.
So. Been there, right?
I have. I fished at the old mill when there was a friend of mine, his uncle owned it. And this was back years ago, and they had a couple little funky fiberglass boats. And,
uh-huh.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people around.
No. Yeah.
Every opportunity I had, somebody say, you want to go fishing? Sure.
Yeah, sure. I'll go there. Yeah, why not? Hey, good question here from Darren in St. Clemente. He says, do I bring pesos or American dollars to Baja? And that's kind of always
or.
The... Yeah.
Either or. You know, if
which
you
is better,
cash,
John?
Pesos, really, because you're going to get a better exchange rate. Use your credit card when you can down there. Everybody,
credit card works.
English
is
spoken, and you get the best exchange rate with it. You run
but
into trouble sometimes with the dollar getting a fair exchange rate.
Especially the more remote places, right, Bill?
Exactly.
Right.
So you're better off with pesos.
Costco has a money change booth.
No way, really?
At Costco in Chula Vista.
Chula Vista?
Yeah, you can go and you get the best rate down there.
Oh, no kidding. Well, Costco in Chula Vista.
Good
that's
tip,
a good
man.
Tip.
And the Costco in San Jose del Cabo.
Oh, really? Yeah. They have an exchange there, too. And that's a pretty good rate.
Exchange rate.
And the rate's like, what, about 20 to 1 right now?
19.5.
So if you use dollars to pay for something, you're always going to get maybe 15, 17, 14,
yeah,
17,
yeah,
something
17,
like that.
Yeah.
So you definitely, 15-20% better by exchanging your money.
Exactly. And don't go to the cambio, the houses, and like in the airport and all that. Go to an ATM machine if you're going to go pull the cash out. They get you.
But with that said, if somebody's going to the ranch, you don't need to worry about it.
No,
you don't need to worry about anything.
No.
Dollars
no.
work just fine.
Yeah, and credit cards as well. You know, so you put everything on your bill at the end. The only thing you need cash for is tips and bait.
Yeah,
you know, and a lot of times
and they'll take U.S. money.
Yeah, a lot of times people don't bring enough money down. It's always a good idea to bring some cash.
Yeah,
bait is a good one.
Direct pay stuff.
Bait's a good call too. Like, man, don't skimp on that because
buy as much bait as you can.
That's
and all that money that comes down, everything
yeah.
comes up, then you see people skimp on the bait, and you go, "What are you doing?"
As much as you
it's
can,
everything.
And everything that's available, because you don't want if you have the option of getting multiple baits, it widens your horizon to the multiple things you could do: sardinas or mackerels or whatever, or ladyfish, or maybe that gives you a reason to be offshore and catch your fish, and then slide into the beach, catch a big rooster. Or, ballyhoo or whatever. Just
don't pinch on the bait.
That was always my favorite Steve Loomis quote is there is no such thing as too much bait. You know, I'm like, whatever. Yeah. All of it, as much as you can get.
Yep.
Totally.
That's right. Whenever it's funny, whenever I pull up to the Amerham Brothers bait receiver, it's like, do we really need that much bait? Yes, we do.
We need more of it.
Yeah, we need more.
If you can't get it live, I mean, if you fill up your bait well and take a bucket.
Sure.
Yeah, you get the shark buoy and sprinkle a few dead ones around and then fish your live ones. Come on.
They go dead ones.
I get the dead bait, and sometimes I'll just go out to get the bait. I take ice, and you put salt, just regular water from the bay, and it's full of salt. And then I put two containers of regular salt, the round ones, and then a little bit of baking soda, and I let that sit for 24 hours, and I cure the sardines to the point where I hook them up and I cast them just like a lure.
Yeah.
And I just reel them in real, real slow, and the halibut like them.
Yeah.
And a lot of other stuff likes them, and you put them in the freezer, and they have so much salt they don't stick together, and they're fun to cast.
And they last a long time.
I sometimes get 30 casts out of one of them.
You're talking about doing that up here at home,
like a salted sardine.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I've got a big freezer full.
Sure, just cured up.
He goes and gets a boat from Pinard, on the coast.
Yeah.
And goes out to the
Dana Landing.
Yeah. Goes out and gets the bait and
comes back and salts them up.
Yeah.
And they last. They stay. They're real firm.
Oh, they're real firm. They keep their color. The eyes are clear. The scales stay on them and stuff. I mean,
that's a great idea.
Yeah. And then I just, I hook them up through the bottom of the chin,
just
through the hard head, and they stay on. And you just, cast them pretty fairly gently, but they go a long way.
Yeah.
Or I'll go out here like Zuniga Jetty, and you'll let one sit there, and you run out about 100 feet of line. And then you just slowly crank them in, and they'll stay above the grass there.
Yeah. Huh.
I like it.
Good stuff. Back on the pesos, too, your bank a lot of times, if you order them, you have to order them ahead of time.
Right.
But they'll give you a pretty fair exchange rate at most of the banks in the U.S. here. Mm-hmm. When I was in Zihuatanejo last week, pretty much down there in the more remote places, pesos the only way. They won't even take your dollars in some of the more remote places. It's like, no, we need pesos.
We can't do this.
Of course, when you can get... an incredible Chile Relleno lunch and like four beers for $6 or $7. It's like glad to give them pesos.
Yeah, we'll handle it. You can handle the mild inconvenience.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Sure.
A little different than Cabo. They want your dollars.
And a little more. That lunch would probably cost you $40,
beer is going to cost you all of that.
Not on the East Cape, but over in Cabo, a couple hundred bucks. Yeah, it's craziness. Yeah.
All right, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Ralph. He's calling us from Menifee this morning. Hey, Ralph, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, boys. Two quick questions. John, what was your biggest challenge opening up the ranch? Bill, what advice would you give to anyone looking to have a second home down in Baja?
Great questions.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's ongoing, it's survival down there. It's not an easy place to do business, and it never has been. But I managed to, to pay the bills and keep going. Dealing with the government sometimes can be an issue, tax-wise and everything. It's different, on the books, there's probably 120 cents on the dollar taxes if you were to pay all the taxes that they have on the book. So it kind of forces you into being creative with your tax declarations. And the government is well aware that you almost have to cheat on your taxes. And so so that's a challenge there amongst many. But there's a lot of gray areas. It's not as black and white as it is here in the United States. And so there are challenges doing business down there. After 40 years, I'm still here.
Always challenges. Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's try and sneak one more in.
All right. How about Henry calling us from Tustin this morning? Hi, Henry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning. Another beautiful day. I'm listening in and hearing all the stories about the old Baja and the books and stuff like that are out there. I've got a book that was written in 1933. It's called The Journey of the Frame. Any of you guys hear that book?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got that book. It's a great book. It's kind of a difficult read because it's like old Victorian style English and kind of hard to read through. But it's a story of an indigenous guy, and he was born with red hair. And so they called him the Flame. And it's his journey up the coast and the hardships of being a hand for the Spanish and stuff like that. Really interesting book. Like I said, it's a hard read. It's like 275 pages, but really fascinating book. You get to see and understand kind of the working people down there and their hardships. Really good book.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Another great Baja book from way back from Fisherman was The King of the Moon, Gene Kira. Another good history book about.
Yeah. Well, that Baja catch that those guys put together. That was amazing, the amount of work that went into that.
Yeah.
Those guys are the real fishing pioneers down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that very much. Further redefining tons of texts about the Seven Sisters.
I'll bet.
Surfers that are listening to us. But here's a further definition, and thanks to John and Chula Vista for this. Seven Sisters denotes a series of seven pronounced right point breaks that stretch from Punta Cana all the way to Punta Rosarito, also known as the Wall, and is located approximately 350 miles south of San Diego.
So I know the wall. I've been out
okay.
there.
That sounds so, like okay. a solid so definition
that's,
there.
That's like
I
the
like
full
it.
Definition.
Yeah, well done, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a brand new pair of Costa Del Mars. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
It's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. If you're looking for quality swivels, yep, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there, too, with a wide assortment of sizes and types. Those Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are also a huge hit with anglers. The best hooks, swivels, split rigs, and more are made by Gamakatsu. Get them at your local shop or Gamakatsu.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out if our winner of those brand new Costas is going to be a caller or texter. Bill's going to do us the honors and flip that coin. Okay, we have
a caller.
A caller. All right.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Jeff in Pacific Beach. You got yourself a $300 gift certificate to Costa Del Mar. Congratulations.
Yeah. Just use it before the end of the year.
That's all right, Jeff.
Yeah. Sure. Way to go, Jeff. And
way to go, Jeff.
Of course, really great to have you, Bill. Appreciate all the history and all your exploits. I mean, I had no idea. We have lunch together with John and hang out and drink beers and stuff. And you never really talk. You're not really very boisterous about what you've done, but I know there's a lot more to come, right?
Oh, yeah, I hope.
Yeah. A lot more cool
things. Thank you, guys. Really a professional outfit here.
Thanks.
Really, really good.
Yeah, and, of course, do Google that Harry Crosby documentary and the books and stuff like that. It's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, good reading.
Journeys of Harry Crosby.
Yeah, Journeys of Harry. And of course,
PBS.
Yeah, and, of course, John Ireland, Rancho Leonero. You're going to be back in January out with us, I know, with Rick and myself. But in the meantime, if somebody wants to book a trip to Rancho Leonero, how do we do it?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com.
And trust me, do it now. Come next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's going to be a big year next year.
It's going to be a big year next year, for sure. We'll tell you why later.
Right. And we need to have Decker back.
Yeah.
That was great.
For sure. No, it's really good stuff. And, you know, the thing about Rancho Leonero and Baja itself, it's so easy access. Now with the CBX and being able to park right there and walk across the border and go in and get inexpensive flights on Valeris or Viva or whatever, however you want to go down there.
It's truly never been easier.
No,
it's actually easier to go out of Tijuana into Cabo.
Absolutely.
Then flying international.
Yeah. Or La Paz, right?
I just got through flying international in Alaska. It's so much easier.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate you very much. Thanks, Ricky, for covering for me last week. I'm actually ready to go back to Z1. This might happen.
I got you back, buddy.
But, hey, tomorrow we're going to be back. I'll be here with Rock God Rick and Greg Stotesbury, expert angler and just a super good guy with a lot of fishing knowledge. Going to be fantastic show. 7 and 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll have more. I want to thank Christian for all he does on the phones and the boards. And, of course, Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Adam does such a great job with that Let's Talk Hookup app. And if you haven't downloaded that app, you're going to do it today. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.